there's probably a lot of things you guys wanted to see that you might have seen them all in that first drive. 15 plays, you guys involved a little bit. Did you kind of feel like you accomplished a ton of stuff that you wanted to see on that first drive alone?
For sure. You know, I think for us, you know, we got the third down. We converted the third down, but then they called the offensive pass interference, and then to overcome that and get a first down there and just kept that drive going. We did see a lot. We were able to do a lot of different things on that drive. And was it 15 plays? Is that what it was? I mean, to have a drive like that to start the game and punch it in the end zone is how we wanted to start.
Third and 11, third and 14. I mean, two third downs that were significant that you overcame. And then score that touchdown in the red zone. How big of a relief was that to get that monkey off the back?
Yeah, it was good. I mean, that's what we've talked about this whole time is being able to score once we get down there. And so, you know, to do that on the first drive was good for us. Good start to the game.
Very diverse. I mean, I don't know how many left. I think you said it on the radio. It's like seven guys might have touched the ball or gained a yard. That's about as diverse as you can
be. Yeah, I think that's one thing I kind of talked about during the week is, you know, we got a lot of these guys and being able to spread the ball around and get different guys involved. And so we did that on that drive. Different guys made plays, and it's what you got to have.
When you're, you know, you game plan a little bit more for the dress rehearsal, does it include scripting like 15 plays? Were those kind of scripts? You know, if you stayed in normal situations, you went by your script and put it down full like that was pretty good?
Yeah, you know, we always put, you know, some top plays together. And I don't know if we went exactly straight down the list because, you know, once you get to third down, it kind of throws you off a little bit. But, yeah, I thought we kind of knew the plan going in, what we were wanting to do, and we made it work.
It's kind of a small taste for John Ross today. You had the one deep ball that you threw, overthrew, or whatever. How much is there getting used to and figuring out just how fast he is when you're trying to throw those deep balls, and where are you guys at with some of that?
Yeah, I think the best thing for him right now is just for him to keep playing. And, you know, this is his first game action. You know, he's only had, a week of practice, really. And so, you know, the more that he's out doing things, getting the reps, the better he'll be, and the better feel and about timing and different things that we'll have with him. And so, but you know, it was a good start today. You know, I think he touched the ball maybe one time and 9 yards around the edge. I mean, I think he kind of showed his speed there. But yeah, the more that he's playing, the more that reps that he's going to get, the better we'll be.
Marvin said the same thing about Gio, that, you know, he thought it was a good start, but he just needs more, needs to, you know, kick off the rust and dust kind of thing. You agree with that a little bit?
I think that's just kind of anybody. When you haven't played for a while and, you know, you're getting your first action, you know, the more you play, the more comfortable you feel.
What do you think about your defense today, particularly up there, up there scoring points?
Yeah, it was great. You know, Vontez with the big interception and the return, you know, our defense played really good. And I think the way our defense played, I think that's kind of why their one offense came out in the second half and started that first drive. So, yeah, hats off to them. They played great today.
Was it a little bit, I mean, you had a great 18 minutes. Then it kind of, you know, is that just the way it's going to go in a preseason? Things just kind of peter out a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, if we could have converted one of those third downs, we could have kept it going. You know, we had the right play call. We did exactly what we did on I don't know if it was the – now, obviously, we can't have the turnover. That hurt us. But then that next drive, we had a third down call. We were half a yard short maybe. We had the play call we wanted, and their guy just made the tackle. We were missed by half a yard. And so there's a couple things like that. It's like you're close, and you wish that drive would have kept going because you feel like we were in good rhythm at that point.
What did happen on the fumble? Was it a miscommunication type thing or just a
– Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things. It's like you take a million handoffs in your life, and I hand the ball off a million times, and just it was one of those things where it didn't make it in there. And so I got to make sure that I get it in there.
Did you feel it, or did you think it was a pretty good mesh? Did you feel like it was a decent mesh?
You know, it's hard to say. It's one of those things that the ball came out so quick that
right.
It's hard to tell. But, you know, for me, I got to do my job and just make sure it gets put in there.
Was it nice to reconnect with Coach Gruden a little bit before the game?
For sure. You know, obviously it was with Jay for 3 years, and Jay brought me in. So it's fun catching up, kind of see how his family's doing and how things are going for him. And so it's always fun when you cross paths with coaches that you've had.
What was he like for you as a guy to just sort of talk ball with and think about offensive football with?
Yeah, you know, he was great. I loved playing for him, and he kind of gave me the foundation of my NFL career and taught me a lot. So he was always fun to be around.
Were there certain sort of hallmarks of your guys' work together that you really enjoy, just sort of in the way that he calls a game or thinks about football?
Well, he loves to throw the ball, so that's obviously great from a quarterback standpoint. I just think just his being around him every day, he keeps it fun, he keeps it light, and he knows when to get on you too. So I just think the atmosphere that he brought was a lot of fun to be part of, and I know all the guys loved him.
You changed the launch point a little bit in that first drive, the 15 plays. You were moving around with some boots and nakeds and stuff, but overall, when you had to stay in the pocket, you feel pretty good about the protection?
Yeah, I thought so. I thought those guys did a good job, and it gave me time. And that's one thing that we've been able to do is I've been able to move a little bit and kind of got out on a couple of scrambles and different things. So, I thought our guys have done a great job so far.
Thank you.